Good morning. You're listening to The Morning Shift on CHUO 89.1 FM. I'm Mara Bélanger, and here is your morning news. Sarah Anyango has been a leader in Ottawa's community television and radio scene since the 1990s. Anyango has won numerous awards, including the Queen Elizabeth II Diamond Jubilee Medal in 2012 and the Ontario Black History Society's Mathieu DaCosta Award in 2016. She has had an undeniable impact on media coverage of Ottawa's Black and Afro-Caribbean communities throughout her career. The eldest of five siblings, Anyango was born in Nairobi, Kenya, and moved to Canada as a teenager.
And I came to Canada with my family because my dad was posted here as a diplomat. And I was a student at the University of Ottawa. I'm a very proud Ottawa U alumna, class of 87. My original sort of foray into community-ish media was working with the African Students Association back in the day. And I went away to school in France, did my master's there. Then I married a Canadian and came back.
They moved to Gatineau, where Anyango recalls living in an almost exclusively white neighborhood.
We lived in a neighborhood where there were no black people, and the only black person I would see for days on end would be our neighbor, but she moved away a few months after we moved in, so I started feeling really isolated, because imagine you've lived for several years in a majority black country, then you go to France and you live in an environment where most of the people who are around you are some black people or interracial black-white couples, then you move into a neighborhood where basically all you see is white people. So I started feeling a little disconnected, so I went in search of community.
Anyango stumbled on the Harambe Center, where she began to write for their community newspaper, The Drum. Anyango took a boots-on-the-ground approach to community news, building a network of connections within the Black and Afro-Caribbean communities. She started volunteering at Black History Ottawa in 1993, where she still volunteers today. In the mid-90s, Anyango was going through a divorce and searching for something to distract herself. That's when she discovered CHUO's Black on Black, one of the longest-running English-language programs devoted to Black and Afro-Caribbean audiences.
And I was listening to Black on Black a lot during that time. And I noticed that there were no accents that sounded African. And the coverage of the continental African part of this black community was not really reflected. So I called them up and I said, listen, I have connections with the African community. I'm a continental African myself. Are you guys looking for a co-host? I mean, I could, you know, bring you stories from our community. And they were like, who the hell is this? They auditioned me. We met at a diner on Elgin Street. There was like four of them on one side and me on the other side. 2 weeks later, they were like, okay, Miss Thing, baptism by fire, let's go. And this was when we still had reel-to-reel and cards and everything was manual and ugh.
Black on Black became a trusted source for news about current events affecting the black community both in Ottawa and continental Africa.
They started hearing me on Black on Black, and they started noticing that there was more coverage of things that mattered to them. So, for example, you know, there had been the genocide in Rwanda. But beyond the coverage that a lot of mainstream were doing, there wasn't all that much. And I started getting involved with the Rwandan community. And so when they saw that I'm with Black on Black, they started saying, hey, we're interested in coming in to talk about the commemoration we're having for the genocide or such and such speaker who we're bringing in. So, for example, we promoted the event featuring the Hotel Rwanda guy. He was here. He came here. That's what I do. Like, I use my contacts, my connection, and my credibility in the continental African community to get interviews like that.
As a longtime Ottawa resident and active member of the community TV and radio scene, Anyango has watched the city's sociocultural landscape change throughout the years. She says the composition of Ottawa's Black and Afro-Caribbean community has expanded to reflect the diversity of continental Africa.
I remember when we arrived in 1980, the Caribbean population was huge. They were the dominant element in the population. And then, by the time I came back to settle permanently in 92, the Somali community had appeared and grown. And Black Muslims became more visible. The Black Francophone community has grown tremendously as well. when I first arrived, you didn't really hear African languages as much. You really didn't. And then, after the Somalis arrived, Somali everywhere. After the Rwandans, Burundians started arriving in larger numbers, you started hearing Kinyarwanda and Kirundi and Swahili.
Onyango notes that relationships between various Black and Afro-Caribbean ethnocultural groups in Ottawa have been historically complex and sometimes strained.
Before the Black community started this massive sort of diversification of its makeup, there seemed to be more unity because there were so few Black people. And then, once you started getting waves of Congolese and waves of Rwanda and Burundis, whatever, now I find you can stay in one Black community and not go outside it. It brings in challenges in terms of organizing, for example, because continental African community X, Y, or Z may not feel concerned with issues they feel are Caribbean problem. I used to hear that. But then when the continental African community started realizing that anti-Black racism and anti-Black police violence doesn't care about your accent, the passport of your country of origin, or anything like that, that's when there was sort of a wake-up call.
Onyango says the unification of Black and Afro-Caribbean communities has led to the creation of organizations such as the African Canadian Association of Ottawa. As someone who has helped shape the standard for media coverage of Black and Afro-Caribbean folks in Canada, Onyango wants to remind people that Black history should be celebrated on a daily basis.
Because Black history is being made every day, all month, all year. History is not just looking back. History is also looking at now and looking at the repercussions in the future. So I might be talking to you right now. Meanwhile, there is some Black scientist in Toronto at SickKids who is coming up with some ridiculous breakthrough for cancer. That's history, and it's being made now. At the same time, there was Dr. Anderson Ruffin Abbott in the 1800s during the American Civil War, who also made history tending to Abraham Lincoln. That dude was from Toronto. History is very dynamic. It's not just contributions. Everybody talks about contributions. It's like, no, you don't have to be doing anything brilliant to be helping build Canada into a better country. You can be a Black person paying your taxes, raising your family, volunteering in your community, just being a good citizen, and you're contributing. So history is being made every day.
Onyango hosts Black on Black on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on CHUO 89.1 FM. To listen, tune in on Saturdays, or listen to past shows online at chuo.fm. This has been your morning news. For CHUO 89.1, I'm Mara Bélanger.